Chris writes in that we should have a monthly segment on UNK. Help their recruiting efforts for the listeners. Mm-hmm. So Marty Levinson is the new men's basketball coach out there. And
former T-Bird.
One of the things that UNK men's basketball has done post-Tom Crop is they haven't really recruited Omaha at all. Even though they've had connections on their staff to Omaha, you don't ever see UNK men's basketball recruiting in Omaha. So I think with Marty's connection to this area, and he's a winner, I mean, everywhere he's been.
Yeah, Marty's good.
He's a really good hire. I think he will recruit a little bit more in this area. So we might be helping them.
I believe so. And I bet Marty, knowing Marty like I do, we spent some time together in Columbus at an establishment or two. I think he would fully support the UNK hour.
Chris says, it was a really fun time, but I earned a great education and made lifelong friends as a big city Omaha kid. We had a weekly schedule each night at bars that each had a special. Learjet, Penny Pitchers, Holiday Inn, $1 Jack and Coke. Cunningham's had $2 Big Arse Beers. Backlot had Penny Pitchers, and several more I forgot, like the Playpen Dome, a.k.a. Doomy Lounge, and Carney Kino.
Carney Kino.
Now, we also are finding out, and I will not throw people under the bus, that a lot of famous Omahans, to get away from the big city, would go to Carney to have a good time, that were very recognizable, but maybe in Omaha, you'd be like, hey, there, in Carney, you're like, hey, you're one of us!
Yeah. We don't care who you are. You're here. Here's for the good time. You're here for the beer. You're here for the good time like the rest of us.
Here's two beers.
Now, there are probably also parents that are listening that their son or daughter is considering going to Kearney. And they're like, not today.
Yeah.
Don't you?
I just listened to Sharp and Hanley in the morning.
They tightened things up since, I'm sure. Yeah. These are all back in the day. I mean, come on.
It's the Harvard of Central Nebraska.
the funny thing is he brought up Holiday Inn. Yeah, they had a little tiki.
Where are you going?
They have like a little tiki bar there. I know for someone who didn't go to Kearney, I've now realized most of these places that are being brought up I've been to and have had a good time at. Except for the Learjet Club. I just felt so out of place. I was 24 and I felt like I was a creepy old man.
Like going to the Hawk in Lawrence?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Like, Jesus.
Oh, we got to continue this. Every hour, we try and find bad news about Iowa. Just a new segment on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I like that one too.
So, you know, Iowa football is down to five scholarship wide receivers with one going in the portal. Iowa baseball, I'm a huge Rick Heller fan.
I am too.
They haven't been very good this year. They play in Lincoln next weekend. They were supposed to renovate Dwayne Banks Field.
Yeah.
It has been put on hold because of funding and cost. So $27.4 million to upgrade that facility, and they should. Rick Heller's got a really good program.
Yep.
They have some funding issues over in Iowa City.
Mm. And that's, so we were having that conversation
maybe
yesterday about
Caitlin Clark pay for it.
There you go. Well, one of the McCaffreys played baseball there too, so she's going to be part of the family. I would think that that'd be near and dear to her heart, get some State Farm money in there. But we were talking about some of the Big Ten venues yesterday.
Jake Field?
That place is one that really does need the biggest upgrade.
The major donor in that project is going to prison.
Oh.
That's tough.
Well, yeah.
Gotta get that money first.
Okay. Yeah. It's time for other investors to step up. That's unfortunate.
Ponzi scheme.
Ponzi Field.
Dang, Caden Proctor.
Nevin Shapiro? He's back? How about that?
Andy Kendi joins us. Hey. It's unfortunate.
That field does it's a dump. And you're right, that baseball program.
Couldn't they have gotten some cash before he went to jail?
Yeah.
Always. Get before, the cash before
the scheme collapsed. Come on.
Just always assume they're going to prison.
Well, it's liquid, baby. It's liquid. Just get that out of there.
Last hour's upcoming at 1620 The Zone.